The genetic trouble started during the last glacial maximum around 18,000 years ago. The sea level was much lower then, and massive glaciers covered much of what's now prime crab territory. Red king crab survived only in small, isolated enclaves. That period of isolation affected their genetic makeup in ways that persist even today. Fisheries biologist Stuart Grant says those changes could have a big impact on how well crab deal with future shifts in the ecosystem, whether from climate changes or human influence. Grant and his co-author sampled thousands of crab from across the North Pacific. He says their analysis revealed three distinct genetic populations, one in southeast Alaska, one in the Bering Sea, and one in eastern Russia, with varying levels of genetic diversity between them.
Genetic diversity forms the basis for adapting to changing environments.
Grant says southeast red king crab populations are often isolated in fjords or bays, with little mixing between groups. That results in low levels of genetic diversity.
The implication is that southeast Alaska populations might be more at risk than populations in the center of the distributions that have higher levels of genetic variability. And so you've got to pay attention to that in the management.
On the other side of the spectrum are Russian red king crab, which Grant says are very genetically diverse. Somewhere in the middle is the eastern Bering Sea population. Grant says that while that bodes well for their survival, it's important to make sure human tinkering doesn't change that.
The projects that are starting up to look at stock enhancement, we now know where the broodstock should come from. For instance, we would not take broodstock from southeast Alaska and fly them up to Kodiak. That would be the wrong thing to do because we'd be introducing genetically different red king crab into an area.
Grant says the study also confirms the effectiveness of current strategies that manage crab as discrete populations. He adds that while genetic variation affects management decisions, it doesn't affect one of the red king crab's key attributes.
All the populations of red king crab are very delicious.
Reporting in Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.